Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Day three. I'm so pleased to again have three special guests in the studio. Many of you are familiar with my co-hosts from Wednesday and Friday and sometimes on Monday and Tuesday, Pastor Jason Schiffo. Thank you, Jason, for being available, carving out time and allowing us to participate in a great gathering that's happening Sunday night. What in a nutshell is going to be going on?
The Lord's name's going to be lifted up. We are going to have a night of acoustic worship. The concert is free, but a love offering is going to be taken to benefit HaMek Medical Center, a place where Arabs and Jews and Muslims and Palestinians are all ministered to, are all taken care of and cared for through the Lord's sovereign practical grace. And so we just wanted to have people come, be able to learn more, be able to worship more. I think that Harold said it well when he said, experience the presence of the Lord, and in doing that, also be able to experience the generosity of the Lord as he gives to you and as he releases or loosens our hearts and we give to HaMek and help to support them.
If you tuned in at all this week, you've probably heard it over and over again. We're having this special gathering Sunday night beginning at 6 p.m. at the Community Evangelical Free Church in Mahomet. In fact, I have the program in front of me. It's a beautiful handout that'll be given to everyone along with various gifts and materials and books, and we'll have some prizes. But it begins at 6 p.m. with Jake Barrett. He's going to open up the evening with worship. I'll have some welcoming comments, followed by James Mark Maxey. You heard some of his testimony on Wednesday. He's again in the studio with me. Welcome, Mark, to today, the Friday edition of Mark and Friends.
Howdy, friends.
And then there'll be a time of prayer for Israel. Then we'll receive a special recorded message from Larry Rich from HaMek Medical Center. We'll have that video up, Lord willing. We're working on the technology so that can be seen and expressed. Then Harold Green, you'll be sharing your ministry of music like you did yesterday and on a Wednesday. Thanks for returning for today's edition of Mark and Friends.
Good to be here.
And then, Jason, you're planning on dividing God's Word with a devotional thought. I believe the text is Romans chapter 10. Give us a little sneak preview.
Well, the sneak preview, this is all I'm going to say, is that I have it pretty lined out that I can only talk for 10 minutes, which only the Lord is going to be able to accomplish that because I can't explain anything in 10 minutes. So it's just I'm a little verbose. I'm long-winded and always short on time. So the Lord willing and the creek doesn't run over, that's what we're going to have to do. But I think these guys are just going to share their hearts today and really just lift up the Lord's name, a time of worship. You know, just begin to give yourself a feel of what God's going to do on that night. And I just want to say this, that even if you go, wait a second, a love offering, I mean, I don't know about a love offering. I mean, I look at come and just experience the Lord and let him move your heart. There's not a dollar amount that's in anybody's mind or anybody's heart as far as what has to happen. We just want the Lord to do what the Lord's going to do in the hearts of his people. And he'll be glorified. He'll be magnified. And I already know that HaMek will be blessed. And so, just come on out. Bring a friend. Bring two friends. Bring five friends. We're prepared to receive as much as the Lord is going to give.
And it's happening this Sunday night, 6 p.m. at the Community Evangelical Free Church in Mahomet, right on Route 47 and Riverbend Boulevard. We're calling it a night of acoustic worship in support of Israel. And I think we just briefly talked about this, but maybe, Mark, you're going to lead off with He Touched Me, and then, Harold, you're going to maybe sing one of the songs, I think, on your CD.
We're going to change that. We're going to do Fiery Furnace instead. We kind of like that little jam.
Oh, okay.
That's one off the album, so we're going to play that.
As the Lord leads, maybe How Great Is Our God, as we'll close out. So we're going to let this be a time for our listener to just participate in a morning, or if they're here in the re-airing, an evening of worship, kind of a little sense of what's going to be going on this Sunday night as we worship, as we gather, as we pray, as we praise. I know love has been one of the reoccurring themes, how much Jesus has loved us, and we've been drawn to that love, and you want to express that to those that will be coming. So maybe introduce this song.
Mark, this is a song that I actually wrote as I was coming out of a real hot attic fire. And it was one of those fires where I got up in the attic and I was sitting there and I was regulating my breathing. I had my BA on, of course, you know, and you got the mask on. So you're like this talking to everybody. And I had my mask on and I was breathing real, trying to regulate my breathing, which I always try to do before I actually go in and attack a fire. And I was just like, Lord, you know, something's kind of freaking me out about this one. Get me through it, would you please? And he did. Of course, I'm sitting here. And I walked out of that fire and I went home and I'd been working on this little chord progression, this little ditty, you know, just simple A7 to a D7, a little bit of a jingle to it. And all of a sudden, like always, you know, the Lord just puts those words on my heart, man. And I'm going to do that with my brother Harold here because he was jamming out on some lead licks with it that was sounding pretty cool. So Jason was over there tapping his foot and smiling real big. So I'm taking that as an approval. So here we go. It's called Fiery Furnace. Things I want to be, yeah, they don't compare, no, no, to the man from Galilee, yeah. Now that I know this man from Galilee, yeah, yeah, 'cause I walk, I talk to him every day. He knows everything before I can pray. Yes, I've been running down last road, watching fires burn out of control. Yeah, yeah, out of control. Have you caught yourself in life's fiery furnace? Yeah, like Shadrach and Meshach and Abednego. Oh, that fire just keeps burning out of control. But we're all right. Yeah, well, we're all right. Yeah, 'cause you walk, you talk to him every day. He knows everything before you can pray. Yes, you've been running down life's road, watching fires burn out of control. Uh-huh. Out of control. Yeah, 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 yeah. Out of control. No, no, no. Out of control. No, 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 no. He's in control. Oh, no, no, no. He's in control. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Lord's in control. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's in control, yeah, he's in control, yeah, 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 he's in control, yeah, he's in control.
James Mark Maxey, assisted by Harold Green. All right. Jam session here in the Great News Radio studios on this, the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. And that's on your CD, right?
That's on Damascus Road Experience. It's the last cut of the album, yeah.
Hey, how can people get in touch with your music, purchase your CDs, if they can't make it out this Sunday night?
You can get it on Amazon.com. You can get it on iTunes. You can visit the website, the label's website, tapemusic.com. You can go to my website, which is jmmsteelsharpensteel.com, and purchase it directly off of me. So I'll have plenty of them at the concert this 31st, so it's going to be awesome.
And Harold, I don't think we mentioned on Wednesday or on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends how people can get in touch.
And actually, you've got, Harold, a unique kind of format that you're doing and putting together. Can you tell us about that? Because I think it's really interesting where it's, you can't get it all in your hands at once. You're actually taking people on a bit of a journey.
Yeah, my project is called Love, and it's the story of God's love expressed in my journey, spiritual journey. And what we're doing is we're recording one new song a month and offering it as a serial album so people can subscribe and they get each new song as we're releasing them. And then at the end of the road, if you didn't subscribe, you can still just buy the album. So that'll be in early 2015 we'll release that, yeah.
So let me just ask this question, because I know how I am. Do you expect that you'll get to the end of the road and you'll go, that first one, we got to do it a different way. We got to do it again.
Not necessarily that, but you're always tweaking. Like, there's like, let's see, this needs to come down in the mix a little bit. I want to get rid of that note. And, yeah, you know, you're still tweaking when we get to the end of the process.
Because I know when I read that you were doing it, I told my wife, we were talking about it. We were talking about what we thought was a great idea. But I told my wife, I said, I don't know, that would take me so much self-control to be able to do it and be done with it and move on and not go, I've got to go back there and add some blue and some green. You know, I've got to go back there and add some more.
We hold each other accountable, Brett, my producer, and I. You can get a hold of our music at www.theghm, that's theghm.org.
And share just real quick, briefly, now your second-in-command, I guess we would call him, or your operations director, he was actually somebody who you brought along in the Lord, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was the first fruits of the evangelistic ministry the Lord began in me 2 years into my journey here in Peoria. And I was doing a weekly jazz gig, and I love worship, and I love worship music, but I'm an old jazz guy. So I had a little weekly gig, and I needed an upright player. Mm-hmm. And so Randy was just a guy in the world. And he knew about the Lord, but he was like I had been in my life and was sort of away from the Lord. And so through the process of just playing jazz together, we eventually had a great conversation, and he really turned that. There was a turning point in his journey.
Hey, for those of our listeners, including myself, that are maybe musically impaired, and I could figure it out, but an upright player?
Upright bass is the great giant string instrument that is plucked with the forefinger in jazz music.
I thought you needed somebody with some character skills, you know, an upright, righteous man.
No.
Yeah, right.
Bass player.
And that's an amazing story because, I mean, Randy's now married and he has two beautiful children, and they're all loving the Lord like crazy. And so I know that when Randy tells that story, he talks about a specific moment in a parking lot where you were like, we're doing this now.
Yeah, it just happened because he had rapid-fire questions. I gave him a little story about how some prayer ministers at the church just right there at Northwoods, I had this terrible problem I was having. It was waking me up in the middle of the night with my gut, just pain. And they laid hands on me, and I felt God heal me, and I never had another problem with it. And so I'm telling him this at the bar, you know, after the gig. This is like 1 a.m., and he just can't get enough. And I could see his eyes just light up like, what is this he's talking about? And we got in the parking lot, and he would not stop asking me every hard question you have ever been asked as a Christian. He came out with them all. And the Holy Spirit moved in a unique way because I had the right scripture and the right answer for every question that he had, and it really kind of jarred him out of his kind of catatonic spiritual state that he was in at the time, and God used that conversation in a powerful way. He was chain smoking during the whole conversation, and we laugh about it now, but that was really the beginning of the evangelistic ministry the Lord started, and you know.
And James Mark Maxey, you just mentioned that at the benefit concert, you have a young man who's going to play the cajon, and he's a guy that you've been bringing along in the Lord, too.
Right. He's a very young man. I think Tyler Atkinson's his name from Tuscola, and he is a senior in high school this year. And for the last, two or three years, I met him through my home church, and he had approached me and said, hey, you know, I want to be a drummer, and I'm taking drum lessons. And I said, you know what? Bring your drum set over. We'll put it in my studio down in my basement, the Urban Jungle. I said, well, put your drums down in the Urban Jungle. You can come over once a week, and I will just take that night a week, and we'll just play through some gospel songs and some of my stuff, and we'll just jam, and we'll see if you can develop into a decent drummer or if you even got the chops, you know. And it was a little rough at the start. You know, this kid was probably a freshman in high school when we first started jamming together. And here he is, a senior. And I told him the other day, I said, you know, I think it's time that maybe we take a look at making you a professional and playing out for your first time. And he just played an uptown gig with me last Saturday. We played uptown Tuscola at the farmer's market, and he did really good for his first time. You know, and he just sits on that cajon. I've got him away from the drum. He's sitting on his cajon. He's got a few cymbals out in front of him, and he's just doing some percussion. And he's keeping the beat. And it's very simple, and he's doing really well. And I said, I want you to play 31st with me. Mm. And he's like, oh, you know, you think I can really do that? I said, oh, you'll be just fine. And so I'm going to bring him with me. And so, yeah. Yeah, isn't that cool?
Yeah.
You know.
And the 31st he's talking about is a special Great News Radio Night of Acoustic Worship in support of Israel. It's happening at the Evangelical Free Church in Mahomet. It begins at 6 p.m. Get there maybe a little early. There'll be snacks and desserts and giveaways and lots of materials that we can bless you with. So it's all happening this Sunday night, 6 p.m. at the Community Evangelical Free Church in Mahomet. Well, a reoccurring theme in your life, Harold, has been wanting to know more of Jesus and learning the fact that he wants to have more of you. And I think you wrote a song, I Want More of You.
Yeah.
Introduce it.
Yeah, it's a song that I wrote while I was serving at Northwoods. And just kind of going through this thing of that, you know, the more you get to know Jesus, the more you want to know. And you find out that, you know, even in your brokenness, you know, he really does love you. And it is wonderful to know him and to be loved by him. And I just want more all the time. I want more right now. So. You are beautiful, full of mercy. You are wonderful, full of grace. You are marvelous, full of forgiveness. You are powerful, full of strength. And I want more of you, more of you. I want more of you, Jesus. You're mysterious, full of splendor. And you are glorious, full of light. You are marvelous, full of power. You are powerful, full of might. And I want more of you. Forsaken me. I want to give you more and more of me. I want more of you, more of you. I want more of you, Jesus. I want more.
Worshiping, breaking out here at the studios of Great News Radio. That was Harold Green, assisted by James Mark Maxey. I see you were strumming along. I'm kind of out of my element.
Just try to find the key and do a little picking, you know.
It's all happening this Sunday night. You're all welcome for this free concert, a night of acoustic worship in support of Israel. Begins at 6 p.m. at the Community Evangelical Free Church in Mahomet, right right on Route 47 and Riverbend Boulevard. If you have questions or you need directions or more information, you can always call the station at 217-367-7777. That's 217-367-7777. And for that matter, if you missed any of the programs this week long, we've dedicated all in support of this great evening where we hope you'll come out. The name of Jesus Christ will be elevated and lifted on high. There'll be some prayer time, devotional thoughts, and then a great time of worship. And if you missed any of the programs this week, we've been talking all about it. They are archived at greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org.
And if you've been encouraged this week, as you've listened to this time of worship, as you've listened to these programs, if you've been encouraged, come out and be an encouragement to these musicians also. Again, we're not paying them to do this. They're not. There's not a portion of the love offering that's going towards this. You know what? I really just feel in this that it's our job as the body of Christ to encourage each other, to encourage one another. The Bible says all the more as the day is coming. And so I just love this opportunity to be able to lift up my brothers here that God has gifted musically. And I would just love for you to come out. If you've been blessed by this week, come out and just be, you're going to be doubly blessed. And then just tell them how much you appreciate the work that God set them to and put them towards. And they're going to close with a song, I believe.
Yeah, I believe something to do with how great our God is.
He's pretty great. That's what I've been told.
The splendor of the King, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, let all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see beginning and the end, beginning and the end. The Godhead three in one, Father, Spirit, Son, the Lion and the Lamb, Lion and the Lamb. How great
is our God. How great is our God.